And welcome to this January 17th regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll begin this evening in prayer with Pastor John Mulpis from Orrville Christian Church.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we just want to begin this meeting tonight calling out to your name. God, we need your help so much. And I just ask your blessing on these leaders and the agenda that is before them tonight. God, we ask that you would give them your wisdom and your guidance in all the decisions that are made, all the things that are going to be discussed tonight. God, just lead them with your hand. God, we're just so grateful for your presence in our lives. Thank you for this wonderful community and city that we get to be a part of. We want to especially pray tonight, God, for families that are grieving. There's been a lot of loss lately. We just ask for your comfort and your strength for them. God, we love you. We lift all these things up in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks very much, Pastor. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Yes, sir. Hamburg.
Here.
Desparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Moses.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Very good, thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the January 3rd, 2023 meeting. We have a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Very good.
Second.
Mr. Hamburg moves and Mosley seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you. There's no public comment scheduled for this evening, so we move on to our standing committee reports, and we begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Hamburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Recreation has not met, therefore I have no report tonight.
All right. Thank you. And our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met. However, we do have a meeting planned for January 31st at 7 p.m. Where we'll be discussing the rules of council and also addressing the idea of technology to cover our council meetings.
Good. That's at 7 p.m. to allow Coach Mosley plenty of time to secure a victory with his basketball. Oh, it's at, we had it 7.
30th, Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah. This is Tuesday. It's the 30th.
What time was that?
7 o'clock.
Yeah. For you.
Darryl. For you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. So don't show up without a victory. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
That's Charlie also.
Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Transportation Committee has not met. Therefore, I have no report, Mr. President.
Thank you. Health and Safety, Mr. Spiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight, sir.
Planning, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Finance, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met, so no report for me yet.
All right, thank you. No special committee reports to for this evening, so we will continue then to our administrative reports. And we'll begin with Mayor Hamburg with his State of the City address.
Try and turn this a little bit. I hate to have my back to everybody there too. Before I do the State of the City, I wanted to read a little report on our Employee of the Month. He's from the Fire Department, Firefighter EMT Chris Parker, and these are some comments that Chief Bishop wrote about him. Chris joined the Orrville Fire Department in October of 2018, having previously served as a member of the Town and Country Fire District in West Salem. Chris is an NFPA Level 2 Firefighter EMT-B and serves as one of our Rapid Intervention Team members.
Chris is currently working on becoming an EMT advanced and will finish that process early in 2023. Chris is also planning to expand his knowledge by obtaining his Ohio Fire Safety Inspector certification, and Chris can be found on his time off working with new recruits, teaching them and helping them with their fire and EMS classes. Not only very active in the fire department, but also in our Orville Firefighters Association. Chris quickly embraced all activities of the OFFA, jumped in with both feet and helping anywhere he was needed, and was elected Orville Firefighters Association President in 2021 and will serve through 2024 in that spot. In short order, he was given the task of shoring up the carnival vendors, amusement ride company, and carnival midway operations, and with the help of Jamie Curie, they tackled a part of our 4th of July program that needed some fine-tuning. Chris took the bull by the horns and organized meetings with our vendors and key OFFA members, and in 2 short years turned our midway into a smooth-as-glass operation. Chris understands the value of the Fire in the Sky celebration and what it brings to the area's economic impact, and goes above and beyond the call to make sure that the citizens, vendors, softball teams, and visitors to our community are well served. This past year, the OFFA decided to build a storage building to house all of the Fire in the Sky equipment from the tournament, and Chris headed up a committee with the work of the committee saw this project completed. Much of the work donated by his own excavating company, Parker's Redline Excavating. And so congratulations to Chris. We had lunch at Bueller's last Friday. And that boy can eat, I'll tell you. He's not very big, but he can eat. All right, for the state of the city. Good evening, Orville citizens, city council, and administration. When I made this presentation last year, and I listed the projects that we hope to accomplish, I knew 2022 was going to be a busy year, and it definitely has been busy. But I'm happy to report that our many, many every year type projects were completed as usual, as well as many new projects. I will mention more about those later. COVID has not gone away, but we have learned to coexist with it, and life is as close to pre-COVID conditions as we've seen for several years. We have learned some painful lessons, lost friends and family that should be with us today. But I must say I'm very proud of the way our Orville community handled and continues to handle this whole situation. We've had such crazy changes in our lives, and everyone seems to be taking care of business very well. There are many opinions as to how things should be done, as there are many people. As many opinions. Some very tough decisions were made both locally and nationally, but agree or not, we still kept plugging away, going about our daily jobs, activities, school, life in general. One thing we learned is not to give up. We can never give up. While we probably have not heard the last from COVID, it is the last time I will mention that nasty five-letter word in this report. As I have mentioned before, in other years, we have reports coming from all three of our directors, both our police chief and fire chief, and our service department, so I'll be hitting high points from each, while those reports will be much more detailed. Financially, the city is still doing okay. We've been hit hard by the entire work-from-home trend to the tune of about $1 million in 2 separate ways, refunds that people have asked for, and also revenues that will just not be coming in anymore. And actually, that was split about even. We had about $500,000 in refunds that we had to dish out, and about $500,000 that was lost in revenue coming in. That's enough to put most small cities in big trouble, but our finance director, Janet Strindlin, saw this coming, and we planned for it. We should be seeing close to the last of the refunds this year, unless our state legislators and courts allow for 1 additional year of clawback refunds for working from home. However, as long as working from home is as popular as it is now, we will still have lost revenues. There's nothing we can see changing that. All of our directors and department heads have cut back on spending or found additional help to continue the same or better level of service. We have made use of grant money whenever we can, as Krista Nemsley's grant finding allows us to do many projects that otherwise would have to wait or not be completed at all. The splash pad and the new restroom in the park are examples of things that would, without some grant help, might not have been done. Speaking of projects like the splash pad and the new park restroom, we had a lot of other projects completed as well. Starting near the splash pad is the new zip cruise line. This was installed by our own service department, and this has been a very successful addition to the park, as the kids really enjoy that. I was at the park last week looking at the new fence around the splash pad, and, you know, the second week in January, and there's four or five kids out playing on the zip cruise. So it's something that the kids have enjoyed. We save a tremendous amount of money. You know, a lot of places would buy something like that and then pay someone to come and put it up. And the fact that our guys can do all those kind of things is pretty amazing. Another great project was putting lights up for two of our three Little League fields. The city and the Orville Firefighters Association purchased the lights together, another partnership, and the utilities distribution team installed the poles and the lights, so a great example of teamwork from all three of those groups. The new batting cages were a big hit. Hopefully, when they were finished last summer. These are helpful for all ages of baseball and softball, so both boys and girls benefit from that equally. Our service department poured the large concrete pad, installed the aluminum framework that holds all the netting up. Our guys also traveled clear up north of Cleveland to pick up used turf that we were fortunate enough to have donated to us by Vasco. And our youth baseball parents donated time to install the netting. Another park project completed by our service department was the Northwest Walking Trail. Councilman Hanworth put a lot of weekend hours in to help bring this trail to life, as well as some other park projects. Plans for our skate park started to come together around this time last year with several public meetings in 2022, and a live skateboard demonstration entertained young and old this summer out on Ellis Street. We had ideas from real skateboarders and what they would like to see. And happy to admit that legislation was passed at our last council meeting to allow us to get this started. Street projects were a little less disruptive this past year as some summers because not so much was done to our busiest streets. The most disruptive was some concrete work improvements on Crown Hill between Market and High Streets, and also on West Market west of Crown Hill. The other work that was done were some small asphalt replacements on smaller neighborhood streets. All were completed before the end of summer, so we weren't racing the fall weather as we sometimes are. However, we were all surprised when we were notified in November that the railroad was going to repair most of our railroad crossings. And you know, when they're going to come and do that, you don't want to say no, because you might not see them again. So this work was done, or to be done, the week before Thanksgiving, and also our home for the holidays, which is the day after Thanksgiving. So we were all kind of nervous about how that was going to go. Thankfully, and I mean thankfully, we had some really nice late November weather, because what my fear was that they were going to get something torn out, and then the snow and rain was going to start, and then we're stuck. So it worked out very well. There were some hectic times trying to navigate town with so many crossings that were closed. The railroad lucked out on the weather for sure, and now we should be good for a few years. And we certainly appreciate everyone's patience on that project. Industrial and commercial development for the past year. In a year where probably not a lot of industrial development was going on in a lot of places, we did have some. The J.M. Smucker Company constructed a new 29,000 square foot research and development lab to support the very popular Uncrustables product line, and they expect to have 35 new employees with that building. McElroy Packaging, also in our first industrial park, expanded their manufacturing space, and they expect to hire 5 new employees with that. The Jarrett Companies added another 100,000 square foot warehouse and distribution center, and this is a twin of the one building that was built a few years ago, right out on 57. And we have three other potential projects that could be coming in 2023, or at least we hope they are. Commercial additions were actually as good as any other year, maybe better in some years. The first one, Ore Valley Creamery, located on North Main Street beside Zephyr's, another Jarrett project, opened in fall. Not the best timing for them, but like everybody else, they were waiting on things to be delivered before they could get finished. But they have done pretty well from what I understand. Dunkin' Donuts opened in the fall, and they've done real well. Anytime Fitness, right across the street from them, is just about ready to be open. I think they're close, but they're talking to customers, I know that. Sabata's Classic Cars, if you ever want to see some older 50s, 60s, really sharp cars, it's amazing how many they have over there, and they've done a remarkable beautification project of that building. It really looks nice, so that's a good one to check out. We also had the HVN, a beauty salon on West Market Street, where Bennett's eye doctor used to be, and Genesis Beauty Salon on East Water Street, and then Larson Financial and Apple Creek Bank branch office on West High, as well as Farmhouse Finds. And we should be seeing the Scratch Steakhouse opening this spring sometime. Good work by Councilman Mosley to bring that to town. Our roadway utilities are still doing well, and I hope you are very thankful every time you flip the switch, turn on the water, or flush away. All of us take these things for granted sometimes until you see the news and you see people that are dealing with no electric, maybe for days at a time or weeks even, unsafe drinking water, backed up sewer lines. We're very fortunate. Now, we're not immune to those type of things happening, but if it does, our city workers and utility workers do a great job keeping things in working order and can usually get things repaired pretty quickly. Our departments do a great job of keeping up on maintenance to keep small problems from turning into large problems. EPA and other regulations still present continuous concerns for all phases of our utilities, electric, water, wastewater, and our city crews. Also, people here at City Hall, you know, we're dealing with a lot of that stuff too that you can't do like you used to. And so all of that stuff has to be kept in real close watch so that we're staying within compliance for all of those kind of regulations. 2022 was another year with large numbers of retirements. As we lose some really great employees over the years, we have been lucky in replacing many with top-notch people. The folks in HR and our directors have moved up to fill people that we have waiting for those positions, and they have done an excellent job, and I'm sure that trend will continue. As we begin 2023, we will continue with strong relationships that we have built with many different organizations. Locally, the Orville Chamber of Commerce, I was able to spend two terms on the Chamber Board my first few years on as a mayor. And the Orville Boys and Girls Club, and I've been on their board for the last 15 years. The Wayne Economic Development Council, also been on that board for the last 15 years. The Warcog Dispatch, I don't know how many years we're going with that, Steve. It's already creeping up to more than we think, probably, but that's gone very well. And Steve and I are both a part of that, along with our two chiefs. Statewide, the Ohio Municipal League, and I was able to be on the executive board for the Ohio Municipal League for 8 years when I first started, and also the Ohio Mayor's Association, same thing with that. The OMEA, Ohio Municipal Electric Association, was also able to be on that for the last 15 years, their board. Statewide and beyond, American Municipal Power, or AMP, as we hear a lot here, our own Jeff Brightinger is chairman of the AMP board and has been for quite a number of years and does a great job with that. We will continue our relationship with these groups because they all benefit our city and our citizens in one way or another. We had a very successful home for the holidays, and we look forward to 2023's Firefighters 4th of July celebration, the Orville Lions Club Ribbon Music Fest, Orville Community Day and Kickball Tournament, the Fall Festival, and our Performing Arts Summer Concerts, and 2023's Home for the Holidays. And with that, I say welcome 2023. And if there's any questions, I'll answer those now, or try to anyway. Anything? All right. I'll consider that job done.
Thanks very much, Mr. Mayor. And we'll continue on then with our administrative reports to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not much to report as we were preparing for this meeting this evening. We happened to receive the grant agreement with the OPWC for the property acquisition out of the industrial park. So that is officially been approved. I also want to point out, and it's not because she's here tonight, but at the meeting where we actually presented our grant proposal, the OPWC committee commented on how good the grant was and said that it was a model grant that they would love to use to show how a grant should be written. So I think Kristen's skill set pays off once again. We rave about her over and over, but even that's not enough. And as the mayor mentioned, she has helped us get so many projects done that I'm not sure otherwise we would have been able to do. So another successful grant. We'll move forward then on the closing. I haven't even got a chance to read the grant agreement to see when, how long it'll take in order to close on that acquisition. But did want to pass on the good news. And other than that, I have nothing else to report tonight.
All right, thank you. I know at the Rails to Trails board meeting, there was discussion the same way about the board's comments about the quality of the grant proposal. And the board's very grateful, as will be the many thousands of trail users who will be able to use that as a result of being able to secure that property. So thanks to Mrs. Ensley for that work. All right, very good. We'll move on then to our utilities director, Mr. Rediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. So far, 2023 remains quiet. So that's good. I appreciate the mayor's comments during his State of the City. At the utility board's last meeting, we did welcome a new board member. Joe Messenger was sworn in. He takes the place of Don McFarland, who was term limited out. So we welcome him. And all of the board's officers stayed the same for 2023. I'll conclude my comments tonight. I do have a couple comments on their new business for the first resolution, so I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody has. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing none, we'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two quick items this evening. The first is the investment report for the period ending December 31st, 2022. I will go over the report during my annual report in April. In the meantime, though, after you review the report, if you have any questions, just feel free to give me a call. The second item is the fund balance report for the period ending November 30th, 2022, and I would just request a motion to approve that subject to audit.
I motion, President.
Mr. Mosley motions.
I'll second, Mr. President.
Orson seconds.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Orson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. We'll move on then to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report this evening as well, so we'll move on then to old business, which we have none, so then we'll move on to new business, and Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 223, I move this resolution to be placed on first reading. Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Resolution 223, a resolution authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for a one-year period, for additional annual purchases for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities, Oroville, Ohio, for year 2023, and declaring an emergency.
Good. Questions, comments,
Just one comment. I did send out a letter to City Council on the 10th of January. The purchase of water and electric meters and components and the purchase of chemicals for all three utilities was inadvertently left off of our annual ordinance that was approved in November last year. So both of these items fell under the board resolution, which they approved at that time. They failed to get on the list of several of the other items that the City Council approved at that time. These have been on that list for many years, just failed to transfer over, and we caught that when we started putting purchase requisitions on our system here about a week or so ago, and realized that these were inadvertently left off. So be happy to answer any questions you have regarding that. If it's the council's pleasure, I'd appreciate if that could get approved tonight. We do have purchase requisitions in the queue right now for some of these items. That's all the comments I have concerning this one.
Any questions?
I do remember seeing those items on previous previous resolutions. This is more or less a correction, so I'm glad that we have the opportunity to take care of it tonight. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Carr, second.
Ms. Carr, seconds.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 223 be adopted as read.
Second. Mr. Shanklin, seconds.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Prior to reading ordinance A23, I would like to call your attention to and make a correction to a typographical error in the body of the ordinance itself. This would be in section 1F, item I, and as it reads now, failure to comply with any provision of this ordinance or any requirement as set forth in the permit or permit, I move that be corrected to permit or permits, comma, or. So I'm adding an S, I'm making that second permits plural, adding a comma, and adding the word or to the body of that ordinance.
Okay. So we have a motion to amend. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Spiros.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you. Ordinance A23. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Ordinance A23, an ordinance requiring a permit issued by the City of Oroville, Ohio for temporary placement of a roll-off dumpster, quote, dumpster, and or temporary portable on-demand storage unit, that's pods, within any single-family zoning district within the City of Oroville, Ohio.
Any discussion, Mr. Wheeler?
Thank you, Mr. President. As some of you may remember, the origin of this, we had a particular property that had decided to use these dumpsters as a lawn ornament, and it was there for several months. And upon hearing from some of the neighbors, we realized we didn't have any regulations in place that really could kind of deal with that issue. A large majority of our property owners that utilize these handle them responsibly. However, there are the few that don't, and this would require a permit. The permit would be free for the first 30 days. If you're doing some sort of maybe significant rehab to a property and you use it for several months, it would be $10 a month for every additional month up to 4 months. Hopefully, we got all the regulations in. We did have a committee meeting over this as well to kind of go over what details we'd like. The law director and I, as well as Counselor Carr, have all kind of went through this to make sure it had everything in there. So hopefully, we identified all the kind of things that were talked about in the committee meeting. As Councilman Mosley and I discussed, we're not necessarily aiming at folks that are utilizing for a couple days or a week. It's really those that are utilizing for a long term. So we're going to try to make the permitting process as easy as possible so that it can be user friendly for those folks that may only want to use it for a couple days or a week. And, so that's definitely the goal, is to make it user friendly for those folks that do it responsibly and but have a tool in place for those that do not.
Questions, comments? Mr. Spiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. So then this is just residential, right, if I understand correctly?
Correct.
I know in the meeting that we had, we talked if we wanted to do something separate or different for commercial. Is that something down the road that we may look at, or?
Yeah, I think that is. I think at this point, we just, the majority of what we've seen as potential issues, and again, there's not many of them, but there are the ones that we have identified are typically in this residential areas.
Sure. Another one that sparked the committee meeting was residential.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then can you walk me through just what that process for the application would look like?
Yeah, it's going to be very painless, honestly. It's going to be, you know, name, address, your particular address if you don't live here, and then the address of the property. We will want to know how long you plan to have it. If you only plan to have it for a few days, then you know, we'll be able to kind of keep an eye on it and check it in a week or two. But and then we'll check and monitor if you plan to have it for multiple months, which I know some of those significant rehab properties, they do plan. Then at that point, they can go ahead and pay ahead of time so we're not haggling or hassling them with that later on. So really don't need a whole lot of information. But we will probably require as well what the origin of the dumpster company as well, so that if there are any issues with the dumpster not being removed, we'll know who to contact.
Do we have an application put together yet?
We have been working on it. It's pretty close to ready, yeah. We'd like to make it, as Councilman Mosley mentioned, it would be really nice to have it just as a fillable form on the website as well.
Okay, so yeah. Something electronic. Okay. And then the fee, if it gets to that for the renewals, where does that money go? Do we have a fund it'll go to?
Yeah, it'll go into the zoning department fees.
Okay.
And that just ends up in the general fund.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. And then does this permit apply to the permit holder, location, maybe both? And then kind of in addition to that, does it have to be the property owner of where this dumpster or pot is going to be?
No, I don't. I think we typically, with many of our zoning forms, we have a space for a contractor or, a lot of folks that, may utilize and someone else, especially if they don't live locally, to help clean up a property or what have you. So we'll have, that's a good point, we'll have two separate spaces, one for the name of the individual applying and then the name of the property owner as well.
Okay.
Because ultimately the property owner is the responsible part.
Sure. But your thought was kind of mine as well. If you had someone coming to do some work for you, is their name on it if they apply for it? You have both. And then the other thing that kind of I had a thought on is, not that I would hope we'd have too many doing this, but trying to circumvent the process, if we don't have it applied to a location or a specific person, can you then have someone else after those 30 days fill out a permit for that same location to kind of circumvent paying that fee? And
that won't work. Yeah, I mean, the dumpster will go with the property. So if it's there 30 days and someone else comes in for a new permit at the same site, then they can have the additional 30 days. It'll just be a fee to go with that. So.
And I'll tell you, $10 is the very minimum.
Yeah.
For $10 a month, I believe is what you said.
It is $10 a month for up to 4 months.
Yeah, yeah. Most companies, it's a short-term thing typically, and they charge like $25 each day after 7 days.
Well, I follow the monetary thing. It's more us making sure that we don't put this in place and we miss something and we don't have any teeth to kind of do what we were talking about, which was to enforce. I mean, after those 150 days pass up, if I have someone else that wants to
to fill out a permit and apply for my same location? Do we have a mechanism to deny that based on how this is written up?
Yes. Yep. I feel like there's tools in place, obviously. Once we utilize it, we know if there's any gaps, we'll come back and modify it. But at this point, I feel like it's a good working ordinance to get us started.
Okay. Mr. Morrison.
I'd just like to point out that we have some youngsters in the gallery tonight, and this is an awesome piece of legislation to teach what a local government does. Someone came to us with a problem, and we got together on a committee to look at that problem and discuss all the different aspects of it. We didn't want to be hard on people that needed to have this dumpster to fix up their house, but at the same time, we didn't want a whole neighborhood to suffer while this sat there for months. And we weighed the possibilities and came up with something that I think is very good. I think that the citizens need to have an opportunity to look at this. For a lot of citizens, I would imagine this is the first they've heard of it.
Right.
So because of that, I would suggest that we let this go at least one more reading.
Yes.
And we can revisit that idea next time. But it's good work all around, I think. Thank you.
Any additional questions or discussion? Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you. I agree with that same sentiment of letting this go and just giving us a little bit more time. Do you think it's possible by the next meeting maybe we could have something to visually look at for that application,
oh,
even
sure.
if it's an electronic, just to see what it'll look like, what they'll have to put in, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. That concludes tonight's new business. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Mr. Mosley.
Another comment I have is I just wanted to give, you know, a thank you to Attorney Kirk Bright for putting together a couple pieces of legislation that involves the life-saving and the AED. I will be sending an email to council. My goal here is to try to get something together that, you know, that's delivered to the community with a resolution as a whole from city leaders and city council. So she has completed the rough drafts. I'll be emailing those to council to hopefully bring them to our next council meeting. With the president presenting it to the public, and Council Clerk Jean sending invites to those people that's involved with those resolutions. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, and that's coming your way.
That's great.
Very good. Anything else? I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, Mr. President.
Wilson moves.
Second.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Ms. Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Orville City Council will convene again on the, would be the last Monday for that the Ordinance and Personnel Committee meeting,
yes.
at 7 p.m.
Yes.
We decided. And then the next regular meeting then is on February 6, 2023. We'll hear the annual report from our Safety Service Director. Thanks very much and have a good night.